There we have it! Hong Kong make history, their first ever international.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of League 852. We've got two special weeks coming up. We are rebranding to the HK Tag Takeover. I'm Neville Metcalf, your host for the next 2 weeks, and I'm joined today by our special guest, Suzanne Carey. Suzanne?
That's me, hi.
Suzanne.
It's a tag takeover.
Do you prefer Suzanne or Susie or?
Suze is good.
Suze?
Yeah. Everyone knows that you call me Susie now, it's all over the internet.
Just our pet name.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm also joined by Adrienne, all the way from HSBC, and Flora, also of HSBC, our special guests today.
And shortly, Laura and Winnie of Hong Kong Tag.
You got their names wrong. We changed their names by default a few months ago earlier podcasts. Laura is now called Laura Tag, okay. And Winnie is called Winnie Tag.
All right, well, yeah. Shortly be welcoming Winnie Tag and Laura Tag.
Yeah, we've removed their passport surnames. Right, well, ladies, welcome and thank you. I also just want to say, I think we are light years ahead here of almost every other rugby podcast. I did some research to see how many podcasts have got female co-hosts. None.
No rugby podcast with female co-hosts. Boom. Straight in there. First up.
How about that? And one of my favourite podcasts only had its first female participant on like episode 26 or something.
Wow. You know, gosh, and where are we up to in league? 11, 12, something like that?
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, we've had female participation, I think, from either episode 1 or 2.
Groundbreaking stuff. And even more groundbreaking news this week of the announcement of the Hong Kong national team for the 2018 Tag Rugby World Cup. That is taking place the 1st to the 4th of November in Coffs Harbour in Australia. We're all super excited about the fact that we've got squads going. There's been a lot of work gone into it over the last few months. And I've got Winnie here who's going to tell us a little bit more about that. Later on, we'll hear from head coach James Elliott about the selection process and the mixed team that we'll be taking. And then we're going to speak to Simon Wong all the way from Australia, who is currently based in Sydney and has just released news of the men's Hong Kong squad that's going to be joining them together as well. So Winnie, tell me, what have you been up to over the last few months?
Thank you, Suze. I'm really happy that we are sending two international squads to the mixed open and men's open divisions in the Tag World Cup in Australia this November. Such a great opportunity to promote Tag in Hong Kong. You know, we've had a few trials since June, and we are just overwhelmed by the amount of interest among rugby players. So I really want to say a big thank you to those who come down to the trials, and thank you to our coaches James and Ringo. I know they have taken so much effort to support our squads from the trials to the training. And we also have volunteers in Sydney, including Jackie, Simon, Keith, and Raymond. They've been very supportive running trials and training for our men's squad. And I'm glad to have our sponsor, Adidas Hong Kong, Impact Pro Wear, and Toys Pro for supporting the development of tag in Hong Kong. And I'm sure our audience must be as excited as I am, seeing how far we can go and be proud of our first ever Hong Kong Tag Rugby team.
Thanks, Winnie. And yeah, congratulations to all the players that have been selected. I mean, I know just how much work has gone into everything that you've done in the build-up to this, working with James, Ringo, the coaches and team over in Australia. And obviously, we're going to hear from them both, from James and Simon now. So just thank you as well, Winnie. I mean, really could not have done it without you. And here's James to tell us a little bit more about the selection process.
Hi, all. Yeah, great to be here on this podcast. Just been asked to talk a little bit about team and selections. So firstly, the selection for the Hong Kong team to attend the World Cup began way back in June and ended at the start of August. Along with the players being looked at during the social sessions, there were specific Hong Kong trial days. Players would show up and show their tagging, ball skills, handling, passing, etc. We had over 30 players from different backgrounds trial for the team. Some are from rugby, touch, track, basketball, and a few were challenging themselves in their first ever competitive sport. Just, you know, having a crack and trying something a bit different. The final trial session involved 25 players being put through some ball work, running lines, defensive, decision-making, and some tagging activities. And that was followed by a game where they could put their skills to the test and show what they had. Coaches Ringo and myself, you know, we were watching and seeing what people were up to and position-wise. So we, you know, we've got to try and fit everyone. You can't just pick a team full of sprinters or a team full of pivots. You know, we've got to make sure that the whole team is balanced. So we got together and had a bit of a chat about players and the positions required. You know, who could lead, who'd play in the middle. You know, we've got good ball runners, got good people running running lines, need some speed. And so then the team's been announced, which is awesome. And we've also got some shadow players, and they'll be told this week. Some, you know, they were at trial, so they, you know, especially for the ladies, there's a couple of ladies who were unfortunate just to miss out being named, but they'll be the shadow players so that if anyone pulls out, then they can fill in the spot. But players will need to pull out before a cut-off date will be finalised between the tag management side. The youngest players selected, 17-year-olds, Michael, Megan and Victoria from the American International School, all sprinters. Michael and Megan and Victoria have all been in the finals for the International School 100-metre sprints in the last 2 or 3 years, now trying their hand at a new sport, and they're loving tag. As part of the hashtags team, we're made up of all students and myself looking after them as their teacher. We've also got young Gus, who most people know through the tag and rugby league circles here. He's now started his university studies in Sydney. So Gus will be joining us in Australia. And they're all under 20. So then we've got our experienced tag players along with some ex-touch representatives who've, you know, played for their countries or states. So they'll obviously be there to guide the youngsters and the newcomers through. We've got a good selection of the ladies through rugby and some touch players, so you know that will help. And we have some of the boys who are very good communicators that will be able to look after them. Next step will be we'll just organise some training sessions to get some team cohesion, work on set plays, and also the roles of each person in their position. Some will maybe be playing two positions, like a link and wing, or a middle or link. So just because of the nature of the positions that rotate. We'll also do speed sessions and kicking sessions to incorporate in, so we hone the skills before November and give it the best crack that we can. Because obviously we need our ladies to be able to kick effectively and in the right position. And then we need chases, so we need calls, etc. There'll be more to come about that through the management to the team. Fairly shortly. That's about it. But again, we're looking for a major sponsor for the team. So if anyone has a desire, you know, to assist the Hong Kong team in the World Cup in Australia in November, or if they know a company that fits that bill that might, you know, want a little bit of promotion to be able to help the players get there, everything will be, you know, taken. Any help that we can get would be greatly appreciated. We've got a few sponsors that will come out shortly in through the social media, but the team will be wearing the boots from Adidas Hong Kong, so that's a great start. All looking schmick in the same kit, same sort of boots. It makes team a cohesion, you know. Plus, you know, we know that the boots are going to be great on the pitch because some of us have been trying them out recently. So if anyone's got any information on some sponsors, etc. Contact us, contact Winnie, contact Susie, me or myself or Rigo. Keep tagging, get down to a social session and have a crack. Righto, thanks.
Thanks, James. Always insightful and really great to hear from you there. I'm going to go straight on to talk about Simon, who has some news of his own across from Sydney.
Hi, guys. It's great to join you on this Hong Kong Tag podcast from Sydney. We've also had some great news. We've recently announced our final squad for the Hong Kong Men's Opens team, which will be representing Hong Kong in the Tag World Cup. The coaching team, Keith Lee and Ray Zhang, have announced a squad of 16 players. to represent this, to be a part of this team. A lot of these boys have had rep experience playing for their regional teams, including Sydney City, St George, Fairfield, Ryde and Homebush. So it's a really good spread all over Sydney, and it's good that we have a young bunch of boys
also with some experience behind them.
We've also had the exciting opportunity to help select a girl player for the Hong Kong mixed team. Her name is Ellie Chung. This will be a unique opportunity for her to help and contribute to the Hong Kong mixed team, which will be sending over a strong team.
I know the coaches James and Ringo have put in some good work and have selected a strong team for the Hong Kong mixed side. And I think this is a great opportunity for both squads to add value to the other squad and, I guess, work well together and gel well together for this upcoming tour for the Coffs Harbour World Cup, the World Cup in Coffs Harbour. So definitely a really exciting opportunity for everyone involved.
Thanks for that, Simon. As you say, some really strong players in that squad, and great to have Ellie joining the mixed team over here as well. Looking forward to hearing a little more from you again next week.
Now, which names would you pick out of a team for a standout performers? Susie, over to you.
I love that question. what I love about this squad, actually, is that it's made up of players who've played in our domestic teams for, you know, at least a good couple of years. When you look at the squad, it's made up of, we've got some Tag Buffaloos in there, we've got people from Toy Story, Bacchus. It's a big variety, and obviously the AS hashtag that James mentioned earlier as well. So I think standouts, I mean, you've got to mention Megan, haven't you? Megan,
she's so rapid.
Hashtags. She's 100, 200 metre champion, yeah. And
what's she a champion of?
100 and 200 metre running.
But of what?
Oh, school. Hong Kong schools, I think it is, right. Yeah. James can confirm that later, before we next speak to her. And I think possibly on the men's side, who would I be looking at? Probably Gus there.
Gus will be a triple international, having represented Hong Kong Rugby Union at youth level. He's represented Hong Kong Rugby League team. You know, he's played two games. He's scored quite a few tries already.
And got the call up for...
He's going to Sydney. In fact, he lives in Sydney now, as of, I think, 2 weeks ago. So, you know, what an athlete.
Yeah, right? Very impressive.
But not many people can put on the CV they've ever represented any country at three different sports.
Yeah.
Athlete. Absolute athlete. Do you know Gus, Flora?
No.
No? Oh, well.
We'll be training with him.
Great passive of the ball. Good step. He won't like me saying this.
Let's hope he doesn't listen.
He isn't that quick, though. I mean, he's quicker than me, obviously. But he... Great pass, good little bit of footwork. But, you know, if you look at some of the speedsters in that team, you know, like Megan and what have you, and Lucas, some genuine pace. I think Lucas should go well. If I look at that list, we've got the big fella, probably the granddad of the team, and he's coming on the podcast next week, Andrew Tasker. Now, in the previous podcast, I referred to Tasker as the Hong Kong Jon Snow.
Right. I've never seen Game of Thrones, so you'll have to explain that to me. Unless you're talking about Jon Snow, the Channel 4 news presenter, in which case I know exactly who you mean.
I don't know the Channel 4 news presenter. But anyway, Andrew Tasker should be able to guide the team around the park. Obviously, a lot of rugby experience there. And yeah. For an old guy, he's quite quick. probably a bit quicker than Gus, even though he's about 20 years older than him. Have you got Andrew's, you know, Hong Kong ID or birth certificate or passport?
What, to clarify?
I just want to make sure that he's, you know, he's not too old to play.
We have checked. He's definitely eligible on all criteria.
Great stuff. Well, look, we wish the HK Tag team all the best of luck in Coffs Harbour. Yes. I'm sure we're going to have another episode where we talk about them and get the players in. So big shout out, Flora. Thank you for being on the show. We've enjoyed having you. We'll get you back.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So great to talk about the Tag World Cup. It's really having a huge impact on everything that we're doing here in Hong Kong Tag. And so pleased to say that Winnie is sticking around with us to talk a little bit in Cantonese, so changing up the podcast. So, Winnie, just how much of an impact do you think the Tag World Cup and the trials has had on the growth of tag rugby here in Hong Kong?
我哋今年就好開心會有兩隊香港隊就會去參加澳洲呢個世界盃，這個真係一件非常非常難得的事，尤其因為 Tag Rugby 在香港其實真係成立了不太久，有這樣的機會可以去到澳洲這麼遠去比賽，的確是吸引了很多來自不同地方的 rugby players 包括本身打緊contact 嘅 rugby 啦嘅 player 啦，又或者係亦都吸引咗一班本身打緊touch rugby 嘅朋友嚟參加呢一個運動咁樣嘅，即係等多咗唔同嘅人去認識呢一個運動咯，係啦，咁所以都係一件非常之好嘅事嘅。
Yeah, when we started, there were less local people, less from the local community joining us. I think partly because also the volunteers and the management group were all expats. But now that we have more Hong Kongese faces helping and organizing everything, I think we're more approachable and people come more.
Yeah, I've got to agree with that. I mean, Winnie, why do you think there's such good local attraction?
Yeah, 其實在很多年前，大概可能是我自己讀中學的時候，十幾年前，其實那時候 Rugby Union 都有搞 Tag Rugby 的，所以我相信那時候這個年代的朋友，其實很多人都有接觸過 Tag Rugby的，但是最後有一段時間，香港就沒有 Tag Rugby 這個運動，我相信很多朋友都很掛著這個運動，所以為什麼在 Hong Kong Tag 成立了一段時間，現在我們慢慢都看到十幾年前玩 Tag Rugby 的朋友，慢慢都開始在不同的地方出現，然後再帶很多新的朋友來一起參加 Tag Rugby 這個運動，所以其實我自己一開始去參加 Tag Rugby 即 Hong Kong Tag 的時候，其實都是看到很多 expats 多的 local 的人反而是少的，但是慢慢因為這個運動始終適合男 又 OK， 女又 OK 啦，年紀無論你係10歲又得，或者係40歲都得嘅，所以真係適合唔同人士嚟參加，所以點解慢慢我哋都見到呢個運動喺香港都越嚟越 popular 啦。
Yeah, we're all super excited to see the popularity of the sport grow amongst locals and increasingly amongst expats too. And all of that together, Lara, what does that mean for the future of Hong Kong Tag?
Well, I hope that these not only the growth of players, but also this international exposure that we're having now. And, we've been in the media, people are starting to know us more, and other players who play other sports try it and they like it. I hope we can grow our domestic leagues more. That would be awesome if we could get more competitions, more teams joining. I mean, we already have a lot, but this year has been really crazy. Like we didn't have enough teams to put all the players that were willing to play, and that's really good. Even especially in August, where people are not here. So yeah, I hope we can grow our domestic competition more, so we are even more ready for the next international one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 係啦，頭先 Laura 都講過啦，因為其實我哋本身係 start from 好細好細嘅一個規模啦，咁然後其實我哋背後嘅 management 嘅人其實都好努力咁樣去一直將呢個運動喺香港慢慢變得越嚟越大咁啦，咁今次有 Tag World Cup 啦，咁 亦都吸引咗好多傳媒去報導呢一個運動啦，令到更加多嘅人認識呢一個運動嘅同時咧，我哋希望真係可以將呢個運動嘅規模慢慢變大啦，亦都可以喺香港將佢變成一個正式嘅運動，亦都更加多嘅 domestic league 啦，亦都因為都知道好多人都好關心，嚟緊有冇更加多嘅比賽可以一齊玩，咁我哋都希望可以攞到更加多嘅資源去俾更加多嘅嘢大家嚟參加嚟玩同埋嚟 enjoy 呢個活動。
So basically the only way is up.
Yeah, that's right.
So ladies, thank you for that. Really interesting stuff going on in Hong Kong Tag, and I, for one, can't wait to see what happens next. You guys are going to be sticking around with us because next up we have the match preview, looking ahead at the finals of the Hong Kong Tag Super League. 8 teams remain, quarterfinals coming up. How are we feeling? Laura, Tag Buffaloes.
I am feeling nervous.
Yeah.
Because we won almost all our matches except from one. but yeah, we're going to see the Monkeys, the Kamsham Monkeys in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, and how well did they play in the Hong Kong Tag Challenge earlier this year?
I know. Not to say nothing bad about them. They're a great team, but I was not expecting that intensity, and they caught us with our guards down, and they were really, really good. I think the captain is great. She talks a lot, and she has them very, you know, all of them are very structured.
Right? Yes, great structure.
So, yeah, yeah.
And as you mentioned, she does talk a lot. Anna,
yeah.
Great communicator on the pitch.
Yeah. So,
one
yeah.
to watch.
We do need to be careful with her and all the monkeys. Yeah.
I agree. And once Winnie's recovered and stopped choking in the background, we'll hear from her on the One Chair Warriors. In the meantime, any other rivalries we need to look at? I mean, we've got...
Well, I think the hashtags are doing...
Very well.
Very, very well in this competition. I think they have won almost... Yeah,
they've won
all
their matches,
yeah,
top of the pool.
Matches, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been great. They have very young people who can run so fast. Like, some of them are runners, you know,
yeah.
and
sprinters.
Yeah, sprinters. I think they are the favourites, but the Buffaloes are still in the game.
Maybe the favourites for this side of the pool. I don't know. We've also got Wei Fung. We've got Flora and Adrienne in the room today. So we'll be hearing from them a little bit more about how Wei Fung have been going.
Yeah. I spoke to some of the players and they were very happy with the performance of the team. They were playing, you know, as a team.
Yeah.
In a very, very good... group, and they actually have won some difficult matches, because they had this match against Toy Story, and you know, Toy Story has some individual good players, like very, you know, union based players that can be very dangerous in
yes.
the field, but they won. So yeah, this is another game, another team to watch out for.
So later we'll be hearing from Flora and Adrienne, as we said, but we've also spoken to Anthony from Wolfpack, and Winnie earlier asked him a few questions in Cantonese.
咁喺我身邊咧就有我哋其中一隊嘅蘇州 team Wolfpack 嘅 captain Anthony 啦，係啦，咁 Anthony 啊，其實喺 Super League 開始之前咧，好多好多人咧都嚟問我，其實 Wolfpack 係邊度嚟嘅？咁不如你都同我哋介紹下，究竟點樣會封到呢條 team 嘅咧？其實你哋有 點樣去知道有我哋 Super League 呢一個比賽嘅咧？嗱，咁其實 so far 而家都打咗我諗3場啦，你哋有冇咩感受想分享下咧？Wolfpack其實係一班朋友喺十幾年前讀緊中學嘅時間一齊打籃球認識嘅。 咁就喺十幾年後，咁每個人都有各自嘅職業啦，有啲就繼續打籃球，咁有啲其實就已經放低咗籃球好耐，就係上網見到一個非衝撞式嘅類近籃球嘅比賽，咁就毅然就報名參加。 跟住，然之後慢慢散播開去，就揾翻昔日嘅朋友啦。咁然之後就一齊組隊參加今次嘅比賽。呢隊波嘅球員曾經都代表過香港參加過 Youth 嘅比賽，咁有一兩名嘅球員都係曾經代表過香港參加一啲國際性嘅賽事，咁佢哋嘅經驗其實都相當之豐富，但係喺 Tet 嘅即係 Rugby League 嘅 Tet 嚟講咧，其實我哋都係所有人都係第一次參加。
因為當年香港有踢打的時候呢，我們都是一個under 這個 Rugby Union 的 rules 去參加，所以其實今次這個Rugby League 的 test 呢，是對我們來說是相當之新鮮的。至於打了幾場比賽，其實都覺得即大家都覺得很好玩，咁就都希望嚟緊都可以 keep 住參加呢類型嘅比賽啦。至於嚟緊淘汰賽對匯豐緊唔緊張，就都唔算太緊張嘅。咁因為我哋個目標唔係志在贏，我哋志在成班人 gather 一齊玩得開心，咁已經好足夠啦。
好，多謝曬 Anthony 接受我哋嘅訪問啦。咁我哋 Hong Kong Tag 咧都一定會繼續搞好多唔同嘅比賽啦，或者係有好多嘅 social session， 等你哋條 team 唔同嘅人都可以繼續 gather 埋一齊玩呢一個運動嘅。
No, it's great, Winnie. And you know what? I love to hear that they have not played together for 10 years and just suddenly all got back together again. And now they're just super excited to join so many new competitions. So it's really, really nice to hear. And I know you've also been speaking to William, who's the captain of Toy Story, and so we'll hand over to you now.
好啦，跟住落嚟咧，喺我身邊有呢一位 William。William 咧就係我哋 Toy Story 嘅 captain 啦。咁 Toy Story 咧，其實相信大家對呢一隊都唔會感覺太陌生噶啦，因為佢其實喺 Hong Kong Tag Challenge 咧已經露面咗第一次噶啦。咁喺今次 Super League 咧，佢哋又卷土重來啊嚇，所以咧都想問下你啦 ，William， 今次再一次參加 Super League 啦，有咩感覺咧？嗱，我知道你打咗三場啦，下一場咧就會對住我哋 One Try Warriors 喎，有冇好緊張咧？
你好啊 ，Winnie， 咁啊，多謝你邀請我作為 Toy Story 嘅隊長接受訪問啦。其實 Toy Story 咧成立就係透過喺 social tech session 入邊啦，識啲陌生人咧，就將佢哋由 total stranger 咧變成為我哋嘅隊友嘅。咁其實大部分隊友咧本身都係唔識嘅，唔似得可能其他隊伍本身係一啲打開波嘅波友啊、舊朋友啊咁樣。咁我哋係完全係由唔相識啦，變咗成為朋友啊，一齊去飲嘢啊咁樣，其實都係一個識新朋友嘅好機會。上次 Tech Challenge 其實我哋就即相對經驗比較淺啲啦，咁今次咧我哋即經過幾個月嘅練習啊，咁樣好多隊員都咧進步咗好多啊，咁所以今次打出嚟成績又唔錯啦，加上我哋又即係揾咗一啲好犀利嘅隊員同我哋一齊打波啊，教我點打波啊，咁其實今次比賽都個感覺都好 positive 嘅，咁雖然就因為就能力強咗啦，咁所以咧 expectation 高咗，壓力係高咗，不過係一啲享受嘅比賽壓力嚟嘅。就上次 Tech Challenge 其實我哋都對過灣仔 Warrior 嘅實力咧非常接近，我哋都差少少，我哋要贏到，咁所以其實咧今次我哋都好有 expectation， 咁我哋都做咗準備，希望下可以喺下個禮拜嘅比賽入面都有機會贏到啊，入到 final 啊，再下一城咁樣咯嚇。咁其實都好多謝幫手成立 Hong Kong Tag 啊，幫手 run 呢個 Hong Kong Tag 嘅朋友，包括 Winnie 啊、Moringo 啊，其實真係好犀利，竟然可以聚集埋一班人，跟住係鍾意打 Rugby 嘅，慢慢學習打 Rugby， 慢慢一齊去成長咁樣去打波。咁其實我都本身都係唔識打 Tag Rugby， 咁但係係有呢個 Tag Rugby 嘅 social section 啦，跟住仲有比賽咁樣，其實都真係好 appreciate 你哋嘅功勞囉。
其實我哋 Hong Kong Tag 都好多謝你哋 Toy Story 一路都咁支持我哋啦，咁都希望嚟緊我哋會有更加多嘅 social session 或者更加多嘅 referee course 俾你哋去參加啦。除此之外啦 ，William 啊，有冇啲其他嘢 about 呢個 Toy Story 想同我哋分享嘅咧？嚟緊你哋 Toy Story 有啲咩發展啊？
咁當然唔少得 Toy Story 繼續會 recruit 新嘅成員啦，一齊去打波比賽啊。咁其實我哋比賽仲要，但係享受比賽更重要嘅 Toy Story 呢個原則都係咁嘅。咁所以咧，真係最緊要就係識多啲人嚇，一齊玩嚇，最緊要開心。Yeah，
ladies， you're smashing it. What's the secret?
Yeah, good in teamwork, and we have strong players.And this is our second time joining this game, and we are growing.
Fantastic. And what's been the catalyst? Because last year you weren't so good.
Yeah, I think for Wei Fung, actually we've been joining sort of staff rugby activities now for 5 years. So it's quite a long work in progress. And finally, when the tag started, everyone got a bit more involved. We've got more buy-in from players, and we've finally had more regular practices in the last 2 years, and that's really helped in this last 12 months to see some improvement.
Well, also, I mean, you guys took part, well, have taken part in, I think, all of the HK Tag Challenges. I think you've...
Yep, I think that's right.
Yeah, I think you've been in four
that's
or five.
That's the last four, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been great to have you guys involved in that. So, Adrian, you mentioned you've been involved in rugby activities for the last 5 years. Is this something you've helped drive and personally set up?
Yeah, actually, so when I joined the bank about 6 years ago, it was a discussion I had with some of the senior execs. They all knew I played a bit of rugby, and then as I progressed through and we had some discussions, there was the request, I guess, of how do we get more staff involved. At that time, they were just doing men's contact, and I kind of said,
well, that's 50% who can't take part.
Exactly. And as well, it's contact. And I was like, in this market, contact's not appealing. I was like, you need to find something more appealing. So we moved over to touch. And then thankfully, you guys started off a few years ago and we got straight in once it was available.
So perfect timing on Albihab. Yeah, right. Exactly. So Saturday's coming up. Yeah. 5 years down your program of rugby development. Who are you playing?
Wayfaring are up against Wolfpack.
Okay. Don't know much, I must admit.
So Wolfpack have obviously been in the opposite pool to you, so you haven't had a lot of opportunity to see them play, I imagine.
Yeah. How are they doing, Susie?
Well, they have landed at the bottom of the pool, hence why Weifeng have the opportunity to play them first in their quarterfinals. But, you know, they're doing such a great job. First year that they're involved in the Super League, so quite different from you guys. But they've got a good squad together and they have a lot of fun. And I think that's one of the things that we all agree on the pitch, right?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's all about getting a good mixture of people together across the bank, and we can get all our men and ladies involved, a lot of ages. I think we've got a good age range. Some staff bring down their kids as well, which is great. But for Saturday, I'm hopefully going to take it to that next level and see how we progress.
Do you think you'll get a bigger bonus if you win?
Maybe a drink.
Off water. Green teas all around. Well, look, it's great to have you here and great to have you involved. Predictions for Saturday. Come on. What score are you going for?
We'll try our best.
Are you a politician, Flora? I mean,
Looking back, what have your score lines have been? You've had some zero rounds, I think. Was it 7-0 last week, one of your games?
8-0.
Yeah. You've had a couple of closer ones.
I think our last game last week was 5-3.
Yeah.
We are benefiting from the 2 points a female try, I think, in that game.
Yeah, any standout female players from your squad? Anyone who's scored like try after try? Adrienne!
I think we have a good balance though. I mean, we worked out actually in one game we had 5 different players that scored, and so that's really good to see. Yes. And great, everyone's stepping up to the challenge. And what's the most important thing is everyone's enjoying it, you know, and we've brought people together from all different teams, all different backgrounds, and they're just having a great time.
I mean, obviously HSBC is a huge organisation in Hong Kong. Where have you brought them from? I mean, obviously, we're here in Prince's Building in the middle of Central, which we can see HSBC's Hong Kong headquarters just out of the window. But you've got offices everywhere. So where have people come from?
We have advertised within our community in HSBC. So we put on a beyond out of work. So everybody will get notified for if there is activities or event comes up. So we gather people for training and then ask them, will they be interested for the competition? So we keep on networking and also bring more new friends into the game.
So actually, playing in these types of competitions brings benefits to the organisation because you probably get to meet people maybe you don't meet on a regular basis, get to build up some new friendships.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it just helps people relax a bit as well, you know. You get out of the office, you're doing something a bit different, and it's just fantastic to encourage, and it's great to see the growth we're having in HSBC. I mean, we have a good 1,000 people now registered for staff rugby activities with their kids. And so that's fantastic. And we can do everything now from contact, touch, tag, men, women. And we help support children's activities and adults' activities.
That's fantastic. And that's just 1,000 for the rugby section.
For the rugby section, yeah, for staff.
Wow.
Yep.
And I guess you've got other sections, football, badminton.
Yeah, we have a whole
table tennis. Everything.
Yeah, I'd love it if all 1,000 would turn up to training now, then that could be a challenge. But, you know, we've got a good, consistent core now, which is great. You know, we have a core sort of 20 or 30 that come regularly now, which is fantastic.
That's amazing. And you built this from scratch?
We built it on top of the contact that was there, but I mean, that wasn't seeing much growth. It's now fantastic. We're helping see growth.
Awesome. Right. Quickly then, what got you into tag? What's appealing, Flora?
So I start with touch, and then I feel like I need to get in more involvement in sports. So I found tag, and thanks for HSBC, they have that competition for me to join this activity. And then with all the coach in HSBC, so I start to learn touch and tag at the same time. So that's why I joined tag. And then later on, I met the coach, our team coach in tag, James and then Ringo. So they teach me some moves to how to trick other teammates.
Oh, Ringo can move his hips.
And then we do some move like switch.
Yep.
So then it's very effective to play in the team. So that's why I keep going to the training and then to improve myself. And then I ask more of my friend and my colleagues to join as well.
Brilliant.
So we build a Weifeng team now.
And this season, have you had any new joiners, people who potentially hadn't played any rugby at all and just started?
Yeah. So we have a few green new joiners.
Excellent.
In the Weifeng team. Mm-hmm. So we will invite them to the training in Weifeng training, and then we will encourage them to play the competition.
Good. So we expect to see you back then next year. Hong Kong Challenge, Hong Kong Super League, we've got it all.
Adrienne?
Yeah, for sure. For me, I guess, so I've got a background in contact rugby.
You played for Hong Kong, right?
Yeah. So I've actually just retired officially in April. So I've done my 15 years of contact rugby and I'm ready to look after my body in other ways. And I have to say, I tried a bit of touch. It's infuriating. I can't stand it when someone touches you literally with the end of their finger and makes you stop. And then, the tag, when it was introduced, like I said, a couple of years ago, it was kind of a good opportunity to have that in between of you could semi-contact, but obviously at the end of the day, you're just getting that tag. And so it felt more realistic.
So why didn't you come to trials? You could have been a dual international.
Well, actually, I did register. And unfortunately, I'm going to Nepal. It's a surprise for my husband's birthday. And
he's not listening to his podcast, right?
He knows now. He's had to book the time. But yeah, unfortunately, the dates got moved by 2 weeks and they now clash with the World Cup. So I had to withdraw my application.
Shame for all of us.
Always next year.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast. Great to have you involved. We really appreciate all the help. And the truth is, you know, without HSBC supporting many of the other teams, you know, we wouldn't be able to have such a thriving sport that we've got. So, you know, on behalf of HK Tag, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Head of international. Test win, and what a game it was. Japan were fantastic, Hong Kong were fantastic. There's going to be a jolly good piss up tonight.